Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
See, I could just picture him singing this while he's waiting to come and join us here. Our man Gabriel Stovall, as Sam and Greg comes back on this happy Thanksgiving morning. I don't care what you got to say about the man whose name is associated with this show. Funny is funny, and this is still one of the funniest scenes television has produced.
Very much, and
it just makes me smile on this Thanksgiving morning as we welcome Gabriel Stovall, the sports rev. To this, well, technically the morning shift, but it's Sam and Greg this morning.
Absolutely.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Ooh, we
that song this morning.
There we go. We couldn't hear you. Say that again.
Oh, you could.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
No, I said, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You were right. I was jamming to that song while I was waiting. I was like, I don't know if they were referencing the Cosby Show with that, but I know the Cosby Show is what introduced me to that song.
There you go. Yeah. Again, yeah.
That's good stuff right there, man.
Absolutely. Where you been, man? It's been a minute since we've had you on here.
He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Man.
I've been everywhere, man. Atlanta, Augusta, and anything in between, man. No, listen, it's been. We've had a really, really busy fall sports season. Lots of high school football sports happening. High school football, obviously. You know, in the Augusta area where I'm at, where I cover mostly now, we cover probably about close to 60 schools in our coverage area. And, you know, we cover some South Carolina side as well as Georgia. So it's had us running, man. It's been a busy, but it's been a fun time, man.
Been very busy, very busy. Now, before we get into the football and obviously the big story around the state, when I talked with you yesterday, you were going in search of pies. Were you able to get did you get your pies?
I got my pies, man. Listen, I got 3 pies. I was all the way in Atlanta getting pies, man. I got 3 pies, brought them back, and then got blessed with 2 more that I didn't even count on, man.
Whoa!
Look at
wait.
Come on.
They don't sell pies in Augusta?
They sell them, But, you know, I got two of them from Augusta, but I got three in the Atlanta area. Listen, I am this much of a foodie. I will travel wherever I got to go to get what my taste buds want, man. So, listen, I got the right kind of pies for Thanksgiving. It's about to be on in a few hours.
No, I'm not mad at him for that. No, I understand that completely. In a related story, can I just tell you this? I'm waiting. Everybody and their mother from Chicago has been calling me. Have you been to Patello's yet? Have you been to Patello's? You know, they opened up that hot dog joint on 75 and Baird Parkway like a week ago.
Yeah.
I ain't been there yet.
What?
Because it's new. You got to let it settle down, right?
This is true, Greg. When you first go, the line's going to be wrapped around the building. You'll never get in. You got to let it settle. You got to let people kind of get used to it for a minute. Absolutely.
You got to learn how to work the equipment in the back, how to clean the stuff up.
Oh, my God.
And then you got to get that shirt and taster to make you feel like you're on Michigan Avenue, pal. Go on.
We're spending time with us Thanksgiving morning with Gabriel Stovall, and he is social. You can find him at Gabriel C. Stovall, at Gabriel C. Stovall. All right, high school football playoffs are coming along, and you've been very, very busy. You got some teams that are still in the hunt, and you've been out visiting with them. And one of them is someone coached by someone that we know very well here in Atlanta who's now down at Burke County, right?
Yes, sir. Mr. Franklin Stevens, man, everybody in the metro Atlanta area knows him, probably from those days at Tucker. He had some great teams, state championship teams out there. But he's at Burke County now, his alma mater, actually. I think this is his third season there, and he's building that team up. They were Class 2A runners-up last year. They ran into that Carver-Columbus buzzsaw, man, that everybody got ran into.
But they're
back. Like, to his credit, they lost so much from last year. And I told him, I was like, Coach, no offense, I didn't really – count y'all to get back this far. They're playing Rockmart in the quarterfinals tomorrow. But that team is 10-2, and they've got some sight. They got their sights set on getting back to Mercedes-Benz, man.
You've been traveling all over the place. What team or player has caught your eye unexpectedly?
You know what? I am really, really impressed. Now, I'm not necessarily saying they're going to win it. Thompson has to play that Carver-Columbus team I was telling you about. Thompson has a really loaded roster, man. They've got a quarterback, Markevian Jones, who is playing lights out, but the dude's football may not even be his best sport. He's got a Power 5 or Power 4, I guess, basketball scholarship offers, man. And so I'm looking at that Carver team. They're a juggernaut. But you know what? If anybody left in the playoffs has the talent to run with them, I think it could be Thompson, man. They might give them a good game out there. Like I said, I don't know if they'll win it, but they're going to give them a good one out there. They've got a loaded roster, Thompson does, but so does Carver. So that'll be a good game to watch.
Well, Gabriel, when I lived and worked in Augusta, you had to go to the other side of the lake to see this team up in Lincolnton. They consistently, year after year, were just cranking out these state championships. Are they having another one of those seasons up on the other side of the lake? What do you know about these guys?
Let me tell you something. Coach Lee Homskis, I was out there after I left Burke County. I went over to Lincolnton to check them out. And they're Class A, but I'm going to tell you, they might be our best team in the area pound for pound. Like, I believe that they've got a shot to get back to that state championship place. And, you know, they're 12-0 as well. They're playing quarterfinals at home, but I think – man, they've been running through everybody. I really don't see anybody getting in their way. Lincoln County may be our best shot in the area, the Augusta area, and the CSRA to bring that state championship trophy back. Man, they're a juggernaut this year.
Gabriel Stovall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Look, we're talking high school sports here. We got to tell you that we had earlier on the show Gainesville AD Adam Lindsay. You've heard about the situation between them and Langston Hughes from your seat. What are your thoughts on this situation that took place up there?
That's a question right there. I mean, you probably devote a whole show to talking about this, but you know, I think it's just for number one. I think it's an unfortunate situation all the way around. I don't think you have any real winners in this situation, no matter how you shake it. Because it's just a real unfortunate situation that you wish could have kind of got better curtailed on the field, so we wouldn't even have to be at this place. But it's just tough, man, because you feel for the Gainesville kids. You feel, you know, you want them to be able to play. But then at the same time, because I saw where that, you know, at first the sanctions got lifted because of the court ruling. Then GHSA comes back. They appeal the court ruling. Now you got a postponed football game. And everybody's like, let the kids play, let the kids play. And I get it. But I also see it on the GHSA side. I know some people don't want to hear nobody say that. But you've got rules there as well. And I think I understand why GHSA is kind of pushing back. Because if you just kind of let the courts just say, okay, this is how it is, and then take the teeth out of GHSA's ability to govern the sports, then you're talking that could be a slippery slope that I don't know if people really want to go down that slope like they think they do. Because it's all nice and well and good when it happens on your school side, but then let something happen and a court rule against your particular school and you have nothing else over it with jurisdiction to balance that out. That's going to be a problem, man. GHSA is not perfect, but I also think that I get why they are doing what they're doing. Even if I wish it wouldn't have to be that way, I kind of get why they're doing it. I think there's some real big implications to this kind of situation that I just don't know if people are fully understanding right now.
Yeah, you and just like you said, you're going to set a precedent now. And people, yes. Anything else happen, people are going to say that. I think one thing that happens out of this, though, Gabriel, is that statewide, you're going to have some of the best conduct tomorrow night. You know what I mean? You're going to have some, right? Listen. You're going to have some statewide. You're going to have great conduct.
You're going to have some choir boys on the football sidelines this weekend with the teams that are still alive. Because I agree with you. I do believe that people are going to look at this and just reinforce coaches and whatnot. They're going to reinforce to their teams, hey, listen, we cannot depend on the referees to curtail things. We cannot depend on the people on the field. We cannot depend on the GHSA or whatever else to rule in our favor. We got to learn how to be better at policing ourselves. You know, and I know this discussion gets into a lot of different layers and why weren't the refs doing this and why this, that. But at the end of the day, I think coaches will tell you, hey, we gotta police ourselves. We can't worry about leaving it in the hands of somebody else, even a governing body, to do the right thing on behalf of our programs.
Yeah,
there you go.
How about that?
All right, we got a Thanksgiving question for you.
Come on, with
I have a very vivid remembrance of 10 years old Thanksgiving in my house.
Yeah.
And if the leaves weren't raked, my father made me get out there and rake the leaves because we had some family coming over. And then we would play the turkey bowl, and everybody had the leaves out in the front yard or the front part of, you know, in front of the house, and you would dive into the leaf pile, you know, like you were Jerry Rice or somebody, and then dive into the leaves. Again, you're 10 years old. What is your what is your favorite remembrance of those years growing up on Thanksgiving morning?
Okay, this is going to sound real weird, man. My favorite remembrance, even though back then I didn't really like it, but now I do, is when my mother loved and my family loved chitterlings.
Oh,
y'all know what that is?
That was New Year's Eve at my house.
I'm
out on the back porch. I'm out on the back porch, man.
You
just ran me out of the house.
I can't stand them. However, when I smelled the smell, it always made me think, all right, it's holiday season time. It's holiday season. And so now I think about that smell sometimes, and I kind of miss it, to be honest. You know, my mom is still here, but she's back in Omaha, and family's all scattered over. But honestly, it's those smells, man, scents and aromas of things in the kitchen, and it just made you think, okay, holiday season, Christmas trees going up soon, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving time. That's what I miss. I don't like I said, I don't eat them. I don't eat them now, but I miss the smell. I miss those sticks that my mother used to make. Man, that's my memory.
That's Gabriel Stovall. Holding things down in Augusta, WJBF, but also a pastor. Today is Thanksgiving Day. Give us a little something before you go.
Non-denominational.
Right, absolutely. Get something
non-denominational. I got you, man. Listen, I will say this. This year has been a very, very difficult year for me outside of just doing the work that I do and all of that sort of thing. It has been a trying year. I've gone through some stuff that I never thought I would have to go through. Now, here's the thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the fact that I survived it. I'm thankful for the fact that when I look back over my life, some of the worst stuff, things I never imagined I'd have to deal with, things I would have been scared to deal with. And the good part about it is when you survive your worst days, you don't really get scared of anything else. So when you survive 100%, when you look back and realize I've survived 100% of my worst days, it's kind of like, all right, let's just keep living. Bring it on. Let's see what life has to offer next. Because you have the confidence of knowing that God can bring you through it, man. So I'm thankful just to be alive. I'm thankful that the worst days of my 2025 could not take me out, and it's made me stronger, man, and made my faith stronger and my appreciation for life stronger. So that's what I'm gonna tell the Lord before I eat my sweet potato pie today.
That's all right, man. We appreciate you sharing that with us. This morning. Appreciate spending some time, man. It's been a while.
That so. Has been.
No.
You got to keep gas in the car so you can keep coming over.
I am, man. Listen, don't wait till Masters to talk to me again, y'all. We got to do this a couple more times before April, brother.
Absolutely. All right. Loosen the belt. Get yourself a good position in front of the TV and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Y'all do the same. I appreciate y'all so much.
There you go.
Appreciate you, man. Gabriel Stovall came to Atlanta to get pies for the day.
Yeah. We're going to find out where those
pies are, man.
I understand that.
That's a mighty good pie to get somebody to drive from Augusta.
My mother and Miss Seymour used to drive from Chicago to West Side to go to Gary, Indiana to pick up some stuff because they couldn't get it. And they knew exactly the place to get it there. They go and sometimes they'd grab me by the back of the shirt and put me in the back seat. And I have to go with them. But they'd drive to Gary, Indiana, and sometimes East Chicago, Indiana, and pick up stuff. So I understand that completely. All right, you ready to find out what Noelle's got running around in her head?
Absolutely.
It is Noelle's World up next. It is Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. We are in for the morning shift. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.